This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I have Kareem Tuba on the telephone today to talk to us about mobile devices and security. And Kareem is the Vice President for Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit at Juniper Networks. How are you doing today, Kareem?
I'm doing well. Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is a great topic, mobility, all these mobile devices, smartphones, iPads. I think many of my listeners are pulling their hair out trying to manage these in a network environment. I wanted to get you on the phone to give some insights from my listeners, but first of all, my listeners may kind of question and say, well, what gives him the right to be an expert in mobile security? Maybe you can talk about your background and how you wound up working for Juniper, Kareem.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, John. So I have been at Juniper for almost a couple of years now, and I've been in the security industry for about the last 12 years at a variety of companies, including both startups and some large companies in the security space. And over the course of the last two or three years, we really started to see a trend in mobility in general, but specifically in secure mobility. And Juniper's made some key investments and announcements around developing solutions for both government organizations, enterprises, and mobile operators in the mobility space in general, and specifically some investments in the secure mobility space in particular, area, as your listeners know, which is causing a lot of pain and a lot of opportunity, frankly, for people
It's both. And if you just pick up a newspaper or go online, just here in 2011, Barcelona had a big mobility conference. CeBIT was in Germany. CTIA is meeting in Florida as we speak. I mean, it's just we're getting overwhelmed with this. I mean, if you want to pull out some boring statistics, last year 15 million iPads were sold. And I think the concern my listeners have is what happens if a bozo like me comes strolling into the office and I say, well, Kareem, I want to use my wireless device on your network. What do? You know, I mean, that's why I think it is Juniper helps address that question, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. And actually, to illustrate that point even further, John, I'll give you a couple of other really interesting statistics. So in 2012, it's predicted that mobile phones, particularly smartphones, are expected to outnumber sales of PCs for the first time. And interestingly enough, about 98% of the smartphones that are shipping today, including tablets, are coming unprotected.
Wow.
And so to your point exactly, what's happening with IT organizations across the board is they're sort of being inundated with this groundswell of new devices that are coming on. And like we all are, we're knocking on those doors of IT and asking them to support the latest device.
And I mean, that's a challenge. CeBIT, they had 37 new tablet devices alone.
Right.
And so someone like you, let's say if you're a system administrator for an agency in town here, I mean, how can you even keep track of all 37? I mean, that's a full-time job in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're absolutely right. And the key for organizations is to really look at three fundamental things. First, how do I secure these devices? Second, how do I manage these devices? And then thirdly, how do I do it in a heterogeneous environment? Because one thing for sure that's different about the mobility space compared to the laptop and PC world is there is no 800-pound gorilla like a Microsoft that had, you know, 90%+ share of the PC market from an operating system perspective. You're talking about Windows Mobile. You're talking about iOS and Apple. You're talking about Android. You're talking about BlackBerry. You're talking about different form factors, smartphones and tablets with different hardware manufacturers. So it becomes really a challenge for organizations. And one of the biggest strategies they have to get a hold of is how do they develop a singular solution that enables them to have the capability to manage a very heterogeneous environment.
Right, my stats in front of me say about 32% RIM, about 29% Android, 25% iOS, but that's just throwing some rough numbers out there. You know, when my listeners think about Juniper, they think of firewalls and maybe desktop computers. And I think what's happened in Juniper over the last couple of years is they've reached out and just kind of learned more about mobile security and mobile devices, and they, through acquisition or through product development, have come up with products that can assist my listeners in managing this mobile madness.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, it's a great lead-in, because we've really made some very tactical and strategic investments in mobility and secure mobility in particular. So if you roll back the clock a couple of years, John, we had and still do have the number one position in SSL VPN for PCs, which is remote connectivity for remote mobile users on laptops. About a year and a half ago, we extended that remote security capability to the smartphone and tablet. So now with our Junos Pulse client solution, you can actually connect from any PC, smartphone, or tablet remotely to your office and securely to access the internet, corporate applications, etc. And about almost a year ago now, we acquired a company called S-Mobile, which has a technology to help provide mobile device management and security. And that portfolio included things like anti-malware capabilities, the ability to remotely find, wipe, and lock a phone or a tablet in the event that it's stolen, the ability to push configuration out to a variety of devices. And what we've done is we've taken all of that technology and integrated it into a singular client called Junos Pulse, so that we can address the issues we mentioned earlier around device management, security for these devices, and being able to do it across all five major smartphone platforms.
Which is a very difficult trick indeed. I keep thinking of the federal government has certain policies, and I'm sure there's policies that all these agencies have, but what good is a policy if it can't be enforced? What good of a policy if it can only be enforced on one operating system? I think that's a challenge some of us have here.
Yeah, it is, and you know that's a great comment. You know, as we often say when we're doing planning, a strategy without execution is a hallucination, right? And it's very similar to a policy. You can have policies defined up and down IT organizations, but if you have no way to enforce and from a compliance perspective prove the enforcement of those policies, the policies really become nothing more than reading material or reading father. And so the policy of the Junos Pulse solution, the policy engine, is really at the heart of the solution.
Great.
It's a singular interface that allows organizations to really define a policy across all of those devices for both what information they access, but also from what location these people can come in from, because as you know, they're all mobile.
Corey, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, talk a little more about managing mobile devices. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Kareem Tuba, Vice President, Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit of Juniper Networks.
Federal news and information just got more fun and interesting. Amy Morris joins Tom Temin on the Federal Drive, weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Tom and Amy tailor their show for Feds on the Go with usable information from trustworthy and seasoned journalists. You're going to learn, but they also might make you laugh. The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Kareem Tuba, Vice President for Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit for Juniper Networks, talking about managing mobile devices. Here's a fun fact. This is going to bore my listeners to tears. 25% of apps downloaded on Droids have malware associated with them. That's 1 in 4. That seems like a high percentage, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it is. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that stat. As your listeners will know, John, not too long ago we had the Mirenet explode literally on the App Store for Google, the Google Marketplace for Android. And that had pretty severe impacts, and I think it really sort of showed users and the IT industry as a whole that the malware challenge and issue from a security perspective and mobility particular is here, and it's real. And so organizations really started to stand up, take notice, and are now in a position where they're really trying to figure out fundamentally what is their strategy for security, for not just Android, but all the other platforms that the users are bringing into their organization.
Yeah, I think my listeners are aware of all these changes taking place, and I can talk about trade shows, and I can talk about new devices, but let's take that, you know, all those new devices and put it in a framework here where speeds are getting a lot faster. There's 4G, there's 3G, there's all kinds of variations on that, and there's a lot of video out there. So you have not only new speeds, new devices, and then people talking about video on handhelds. And this is almost becoming a perfect storm for someone who's going to write malware.
Yeah, without a doubt. And interestingly enough, what we're seeing now, one of the most interesting trends we're seeing with malware in the mobility space that's very different from the PC space is the underlying architecture that these smartphones and tablets have. So in the PC world, typically you bought your PC, you bought your laptop, and it came with an operating system, and you bought an application suite. And that application suite was Office and maybe a couple of apps here or there. But imagine, some of these marketplaces have 50, 100, over 200,000 applications that are written by a variety of third parties. And so if you look at a lot of the malware, they're basically pirating these applications. And so you have an entirely new threat vector for smartphones and tablets that did not necessarily occur in the PC world, which is malware that's targeted, embedded, compressed, and compacted directly into the applications themselves.
Now, the fact is that 95% of these apps are used once and never used again, but still, they're on your phone, and they can cause all kinds of trouble. So what Juniper looks at says, okay, we know we got a problem here. We defined it very carefully. We can control the client. We control the firewall. We control the web. A lot of different there may be three different categories. Are there more categories than that to control?
No, that's about right. I mean, it's really about controlling the device, securing and controlling the device, securing the network, and securing the application. And at Juniper, we've really sort of taken a very holistic view. So Junos Pulse for us enables us to protect the client and manage the client. Our industry-leading SRX firewalls are embedded into both enterprise and service provider networks to help really filter content in the network itself. And then we've got a variety of capabilities, including AppSecure, that sit in front of applications to really help filter them out and protect against application-level vulnerabilities. And organizations really need to step back, because if you look at something like malware, there really is no silver bullet. Especially the more complex malware, it's really not a single silver bullet that's going to solve or address it. It really needs to be addressed much more holistically, not just on the device, but in the network itself as well.
5 years ago, I was looking at technology and doing the show, and I looked at VoIP and phone switches, and I thought, what's going to happen to offices is the traditional type of analog devices going to be replaced with VoIP systems, and then folks like you would have to worry about those type of packets. But while I was worrying about this, I get bombarded with mobile devices. You know, it's amazing how many, not in my generation, people in their 20s now, they don't have a landline at home. They just assume wireless access for everything, and all the risks that go along with that.
That's right. That's right. Well, and you know, it's funny, you bring up 2 points, mobility and voice, and we're starting to see more and more convergence in those areas, right? For example, you know, many people are now starting to install Skype-based applications, Google Voice-based applications on these mobile devices. So they're using voice embedded as an application into these mobile devices, which poses an even a different management and threat capability that we start to see today.
You know, I got my wife an Android phone about 6 months ago, and I remember after 2 months, I said, what do you think? She'd never made a call with it. It was not even used as a phone.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that, because I was on a business trip overseas not too long ago, and to really cut down the bill, I just simply connected to a Wi-Fi connection at the hotel, and I started making calls over my Skype client, which was on my iPhone. So, I mean, you know, it's just the way we are all starting to think about how we communicate with these devices is not one-dimensional. So it really goes to speak both in terms of the complexity of the management, but also the exposure, because we're using so many different things. And your listeners may or may not know, when we did the acquisition of that security company about a year ago on the mobility side, one of the really interesting aspects of it is that they had the industry's only threat research center that was focused exclusively on detecting mobile threats. And we put out an annualized report, and the report we put out towards the end of last year showed that there was about a 250% increase in malware on mobile phones between 2009 and 2010. And so we don't see that trend decreasing. As a matter of fact, we see it increasing over time.
Well, and it's got to be very scary because now more and more phones are using GPS devices and GPS apps. And I think there's maybe the users are more naive than a personal computer would. I mean, if I was on my personal computer at home, and I would be very worried about just installing any software from any site. But I think, you know, my kids are in college. They would readily download an app in 2 seconds without even batting an eye.
That's right. That's right. And they readily do, right? I mean, it's funny you say that. I've got a 9-year-old that for some reason goes to the App Store and routinely downloads game applications, right? And you know, there's very little filters nowadays, other than some general capabilities around what you can do to control that.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here. When we get back, I'll maybe focus more on the product offering that Juniper has and how my listeners can take advantage of some of your offerings, maybe talk about specific products, and I don't know if you can give us some examples of the federal space here where they've used some Juniper products and had a lot of success. Maybe you can provide that for our listeners. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Karine Tuba, Vice President, Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit for Juniper Networks.
In Depth with Francis Rose, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Want to know how Congress is affecting your agency's staffing and budget? Want to learn more about the relationship between your agency and its contractors? In Depth helps you become a better manager by exploring the best ways to manage projects, manage your workforce, and manage yourself. In Depth with Francis Rose, weekday afternoons from 1 to 3 on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Karine Tuba, Vice President, Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit for Juniper Networks. We're talking about Juniper's offerings for securing mobile devices. And we've talked about statistics and numbers and facts and everything. From the perspective of a federal IT professional, what specific products does Juniper offer that may be able to solve some of these problems? I think we talked about Juno Pulse before. What exactly is this Pulse product?
Yeah, so Junos Pulse is a platform, a client that lives on devices, from PCs to smartphones to tablets. And fundamentally, it provides the capability to do three things. First, to provide secure access, so that if I'm on any type of mobile device and I'm remote and I want to access the corporate network, it uses SSL VPN as the underlying technology to provide secure remote access. And that's really been our bread and butter over the last few years, and when we've significantly expanded on that. Secondly, it provides security capabilities, things like anti-malware, firewalling, anti-spam capabilities for these mobile devices, smartphones and tablets. And then finally, it provides mobile device management, things like the ability to push configuration, things like the ability to do remote backup and restore, or do GPS location services so that if a device is lost or stolen, you can automatically go to a portal, find where the device is, lock it remotely, and even wipe it. Addressing things like the need in the U.S., for example, where last year alone over 2 million smartphones were stolen. So it really sort of is a rounded portfolio of capabilities to help address both management and the security aspect of the proliferation of these devices.
So the Pulse would work with a client, then is there a specific firewall for mobile devices, or is it just an enhanced firewall that's already offer?
Well, the firewall is actually embedded into the mobile client itself, into the Junos Pulse client,
mm-hmm.
That would allow agencies to effectively set a policy on what users can access and what they can't access. There's, of course, the network side of things, which we've been in that business for many, many years as well.
What about web reputation and doing things like URL filtering? Would that be part of this product or a different product?
Yeah, well, so over time, we've got a very aggressive roadmap to really be able to deliver many additional capabilities all embedded into the client. And those include not just things like reputation of users, but also filtering of specific sites as part of the policy to be pushed out. And it's become very clear to us that there will be a convergence within organizations of security and mobile device management. And what's interesting about different vendors, John, and a lot of your listeners may know this already, is that the industry sort of grew up from two different vendors that came in from the mobile device management space that didn't really provide a lot of security, and vendors that came in from the security space purely. And what we're seeing is a strong push towards convergence, meaning vendors like Juniper and others providing a singular solution to both secure the device and deliver capabilities around those, but also enable IT organizations to manage the device. And we're hearing that request a lot from our customers, because with complexity and more solutions and more capabilities comes potential security exposure. So organizations are pushing us to deliver more feature sets and comprehensive capabilities across both device management and security.
And you have experience in very large organizations that banks, financial institutions that really have to be careful about mobile access, and I'm sure some of that knowledge can be transferred to my federal listeners as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a strong breadth of customers in both large corporations. Our Junos Pulse client today services 24 out of the Fortune 25 companies.
Wow.
And we have a smattering of agencies within the Beltway that we service that have been using our Junos Pulse client, and specifically our SSL VPN connectivity for secure remote access, for quite a long time.
Well, that was very discreet. You must be inside the Beltway thinking, because you said a variety of agencies. That's how we talk on the radio here, because we don't want the guys in the black cars pulling up out front and throwing you in jail.
That's right.
Grab out the crystal ball here and look in the future here. So convergence between mobile and the regular desktop systems, how long? And what about threats like Facebook and applications on threat? There's another threat there, 500 million people. Malware writers might look at Facebook and games and look at that as a way to attack a system.
Yeah, that's a great point, one that we hadn't even covered yet. So one of the more interesting trends we see that has indirect implications on the mobile device but also direct implications on the network is these social applications. And so as a matter of fact, there was a recent stat that a research firm put out not too long ago that showed that 50 to 55% of new threats are actually being embedded inside of Web 2.0 sites and applications.
Wow.
And we believe that's a trend where we will continue to see that growth. And so organizations really need to start thinking about not just the mobile device security, but then access to all these social networks from regardless of what device you're accessing the internet from, and really being able to move away from the old world of looking at just network-based security, but having more deep packet intelligence to understand the actual applications that are flowing over these networks so that they can tie user policy all the way to which applications you can access.
Yeah, old school was deep packet inspection, but it has to be much more amplified here with threats from the Web 2.0 and social networking. It's difficult just to keep up. I mean, if you look at just the threats coming up the next couple of years, it's going to be overwhelming.
That's right.
Tell us about the product real quick, and we have to wrap up the show. It's called J-O-N. Spell it for our listeners, please.
Sure. It's Junos Pulse, JUNOSPULSE.
So they can Google that, get more information. Everyone knows about Juniper, but they may not know about Junos Pulse. It's the
correct
client.
That's
great.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time here this afternoon. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Vice President for Product Marketing and Strategy, the Security Business Unit at Juniper Networks. Thanks a lot, Kareem.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
It wasn't so long ago that collaboration was a bad word in government. Today, we know that the only way to solve our biggest challenges is for industry and government to work together to collaborate. At its upcoming Management of Change conference at the Homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia, ACT IAC provides an ethical and trusted forum to explore solutions to our most pressing IT challenges. Be a collaborator. Register for Management of Change today at actgov.org. That's actgov.org.
Newsmakers on the Federal Drive.
Neil Borofsky, the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program.
One of TARP's goals was, of course, to rescue the financial system and to restore the profitability of the largest banks so that they can continue to do business. On the other hand, TARP was supposed to do a lot more than just that. It was supposed to help preserve home ownership. It was supposed to help assist in the recovery. It was supposed to help restore lending. And there, the program has simply not been successful, but has failed.
Hear the entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.